Keeping eyes on the skies. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. The Pentagon continues to track the movement of a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon.
This original balloon has been lingering over the U.S. since Tuesday and could reportedly make it as far as the Carolinas as early as today. It entered into U.S. airspace by way of Alaska, making its way to Montana, where some of the most vivid images were first captured. The size of it, about three buses. It soared about 60,000 feet over several military bases where a large portion of the U.S.'s nuclear arsenal is kept.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff in Washington. A second Chinese balloon was spotted over Latin America. China maintains the balloon is a research vessel that veered off course. Train cars are still burning in the Ohio village of East Palestine following a derailment last night. About 50 cars jumped the track, sparking a large fire. An evacuation order remains in effect for people who live within a mile of the derailment. A couple of shelters were opened last night. More grisly details out of Idaho, where four college students were stabbed to death last November.
We already knew that one of the students, Zanna Kernodle, fought back the killer. But now News Nation is reporting that she actually repeatedly grabbed the knife from the suspect and reportedly suffered deep cuts to her fingers, which they report were practically severed.
Fox's Anita Vogel. Some students at the University of Idaho have told media outlets that suspect Brian Koberger was seen on campus before the killings. Sub-zero wind chills are impacting millions of Americans in the Northeast, but the deep freeze won't stick around beyond the weekend. By tomorrow afternoon, temperatures in many spots could be above average. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Medical care is in crisis in a border town overwhelmed by migrants.
The Yuma, Arizona Regional Medical Center says people who live in that city are suffering because care is being delayed at the hospital. The hospital, critical to the community. The next closest one is 60 miles away. But so many migrants, including pregnant women, are going to the hospital that other patients have to wait their turn. Meanwhile, the migrants can't pay, and that's costing the hospital $20 million, something its president calls unsustainable.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten. An about-face in California when it comes to COVID-19 vaccines for students.
Governor Gavin Newsom originally announced in 2021 that all of California's nearly 7 million school children would need to be vaccinated against COVID. Since then, COVID's impact isn't as deadly as it once was, and the state's Department of Public Health confirmed it's backing off that requirement.
Fox says Jill Nato, at the end of the month, California's coronavirus emergency declaration will officially end. The city of Hong Kong has reopened after years of COVID restrictions, and officials want to make sure tourists are aware.
Hong Kong's tourist industry was devastated by the pandemic. In 2019, it welcomed 56 million visitors. Last year, just 1% of that. So with restrictions finally dropped, officials have come up with a plan to entice tourists back to the territory. 500,000 airline tickets will be given out using lotteries and buy one, get one free promotions. The hope is people won't travel alone, with Hong Kong aiming for a 1.5 million visitor boost. More details will be announced next month.
Fox's Jonathan Savage in our European Bureau. I'm Pam Puzo, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.